This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, I know some very smart people. Bright people. Educated people. People who pay attention to what's happening. Outlaws of mine. Most people would use the term in-laws. I love them dearly. Close friends that I've known for decades who have bought into the vaccine. They've gotten it. Dose one, dose two. Every one of them. Every one of them except, well, actually every one of them had a reaction of some kind. Muscle aches, couldn't use their arm, couldn't get out of bed. One just said that wasn't too bad, just kind of like the cold, getting a cold. I can't believe it. And they staunchly defend their decision to have gotten that vaccine. And they were told it's the right thing to do by the system. They believe the system. They got the vaccine. And these are nice, honest, hardworking people who think that the government, the media, corporations, pharmaceutical companies are all on their side. They got the vaccines. And it made them all sick to some level. I can't believe it. And those who have gotten the vaccine are told, well, you know, you still need to wear a mask indoors. Indoors and outdoors. No, you don't. Yes, you do. No, you don't. Yes, you do. They're told that, well, looks like you're going to have to get a booster shot every year. So exactly why did they get this shot? Or shots? I don't get it. Rich?
Thank you, Vince. I got a lot more disturbing news, folks. Look, my job is to wake people up right now, okay, because we're at the end game right now. We're beyond the 11th hour and 59 minutes, okay? We're in it. We're in the takedown and the takeover right now. So my job is to give you as much information, and you do what you will with it. But my first recommendation is that you read up and research and verify what we're saying. These are all published articles in the public domain by expert people. The government indoctrinates a lot of people, including Rhino Republicans. It's not just Democrats. And they force them to throw their own people under the bus. When they get into big government, they get groomed for saving corrupt government all at any cost, and that's what we're seeing right now. That's why I went into my little sidebar earlier regarding some of those words, you know, COVID, vaccine, climate change, largest transfer of wealth, the reset, financial enslavement, your social credit score, tyrannical takeover, surveillance, assigned sustainability scores, MMT, UBI, delegitimizing work, digital centralized crypto, centralized. Okay, this is run by non-elected people. This is all by design. These are all connected. This is all part of the plot. How many times have we said something over the years and the independent media was called a conspiracy theory or a controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hate, or conspiracy theory? Well, guess what? We all turned out to be correct, didn't we? All right. I'm going to go back to more published articles in the public domain. CDC announces COVID internment camps for every U.S. city will separate families by force and claim to meet minimum humanitarian standards. Next, CDC goes full woke libtard as Director Walensky, who calls herself a doctor, refuses to admit that only women can get pregnant. And you want to listen to these people with all the fraud, all the scandals, all the lies, all the gaslighting, all the changing of statistics that the independent media has shared with you over the months. And you want to listen to these people? Next, Rochelle Walensky, COVID vaccines don't prevent infections or the spread of COVID. So why are we are people taking them? She just admitted COVID vaccines don't prevent infections or the spread of COVID. People, come on. Come on. Next, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky's husband took millions of grant money for pharmaceutical endeavors. Who paid for it? You. The ones who are listening to this program right now. You paid for it. Her husband took millions in grant money for pharmaceutical endeavors. Follow the money, people. Most people are bought and paid for or blackmailed. Next, U.S. House candidate says that we should be allowed to shoot anybody who doesn't take COVID seriously enough. You see what's happening, folks? This is Nazi. This is Germany, Nazi Germany. This is 1939 right now. Next, shocking executive order signed by Tennessee's GOP governor authorized quarantines and involuntary internment camps for COVID enforcement. Those of you who are in Tennessee, you just got sold out by your governor. Next. Fauci spent nearly $500,000 in taxpayer dollars on abusive treatment with experiments on dogs. Look at your pet dog right now. Next, science says fully vaccinated bodies are breeding grounds for new coronavirus variants. Look, we can't make it any plainer. I just don't know what else to say. Next, COVID does not exist as a novel isolated virus proven in court by a courageous Canadian. Remember me? I gave this article last week. Patrick King out of Alberta. Basically, he went in and sued the powers that be, or threatened to sue them, and they said, okay, no more masks, no more vaccines. Because we can't prove that it's isolated virus. Do you see what's happening, folks? This is all, it's all, everything is propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, lies, and gaslighting. How many years have I been saying that? Next, Loyola University students win a battle against mandatory COVID vaccines. See, you can win if you have a lawyer or a judge where 95% of them are bought and paid for. You can't find a judge that does the right thing. Next, more than 8,000 people injected with saline solution in Germany instead of the COVID vax. They're looking at this nurse as being a hero. It's kind of like the Underground Railroad in the north, where you had good people hiding slaves who were escaping. Here's a nurse in Germany who injected people, her people, with saline in lieu of the vaccination to save their lives, and she's probably going to be arrested and jailed or put to death because of it. That's called a hero when you stick your neck out like that. Next, vaccinated people causing vaccine-resistant coronavirus strains to emerge. study shows. And going back to this lady in Germany, I've heard a lot of people have come to me and say, Rich, I hear there's people around the country who are doing a similar thing, giving a saline solution to patients in lieu of the vaccine in order to save their life. Listen, I've heard it. I can't verify it. You're playing Russian roulette by planning on doing that, okay? Next. Stanford will require weekly COVID-19 testing regardless of vaccinated status. Next, Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett turns down a request from Indiana University students pleading to her to block the vaccine mandate, and she, Amy Coney Barrett, just threw them under the bus. If you're bought and paid for, or you're blackmailed, you are useless. You're a weapon against the people. Next, Moderna signs deal to build COVID-19 vaccine factory in Canada. I'm not making this stuff up. I know it sounds like I am, but I'm not. Next, Department of Homeland Security dropped 40,000 COVID-19 positive migrants in U.S. cities. Cites ex-border chief. They don't care about you. This is an invasion. They're perpetuating it. Can you see this? If this was valid in the first place, would they allow all these millions of illegal, unvetted immigrants to come in with all these diseases, mostly military-age men? Can't you see, people? Next, Los Angeles officials push new rule to starve out the unvaccinated by denying them access to grocery stores. This is what was done in medieval times when the enemy surrounded the castle. They starved them out. Next, Southwest Airlines fully vaccinated flight attendant dies of COVID. The reason why I put this article in, folks, is because you remember all the individual examples I gave months ago? I put that article in there to tell you that I'm not putting individual deaths in. I just put that one in to remind me to say what I'm telling you right now. It's because there's so many of them, I would need 8 shows just to tell you a few days' worth of deaths. Next, UC San Francisco engaging in horrifying experiments and organ harvesting of live babies in the name of science. See, science is done to help the elite. You're the guinea pigs. Next, New Zealand will enter nationwide lockdowns today over a single COVID case, and there hasn't been one in 6 months. You can't make this stuff up. It has nothing to do with COVID. It's submissive conformity. It's a takedown and a takeover. It's a depopulation effort, my gosh. Next, official government data for England shows higher fatality rate in vaxxed versus unvaxxed. This is official government data in England. Can you imagine how skewed that data is, and they still show a higher fatality rate for the vaxxed? Okay. Next, I'm going to move on to other articles, more general news. It was discovered that Dominion employees working in voter registration office was found. Next, they're destroying evidence from machine companies wiping out voting machines clean in Wisconsin, New Hampshire, Michigan. This is unbelievable, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So the government wants to know more about everything pertaining to you. And one thing that they don't know at this moment is how many people in your household did it take to take care of a person who got sick from the vaccine? That may end up on the next American Community Survey, whose response is demanded by the U.S. Census Bureau, who threatens you by telling you that your response is required by the law. Rich?
Thank you, Vince. I'm gonna, what I do, folks, during breaks is I'm actually deleting articles according to the amount of time I have, so I'm just going to go into this and give you more information. Next article. Unison Voting Systems, located in Vista, California, is owned by Vincent Tan, a Chinese Malaysian billionaire with deep ties to the Chinese Communist Party. Did you hear that, folks? I'd love to be more repetitive and redundant. I don't have time. Next article. Georgia Fulton County Elections Chief Ralph Jones resigns. He ran the late night ballot dump operation in Atlanta, if you ever want to know who he is. Next. Whistleblower steps forward. Thank God for our whistleblowers. America, if you're anything to do with election fraud, if you're in a hospital, if you're in the FDA, the NIH, especially the CDC, if you're with the World Health Organization, if you are with any of the brown shirts or UN troop mercenaries, you need to be a hero and come forward with information for the people. We are begging you We need you. There's been tons, because I've mentioned probably thousands of these people already over the months, but we need more. Those of you in big tech, we need you to come forward with information. And I know there has been a lot, but we need more. Please. We need heroes. We need Americans. We need people to fight for patriotism, for freedom, for liberty, for the rule of law. Okay, this whistleblower who stepped forward has provided proof from the Detroit Center that the election machines were connected online, and there's photos. We knew this because I've mentioned articles about this before. But now there's more proof, more whistleblowers, more photos. Okay, I'm going to continue with more general news, folks. And just I'm not deviating with any creativity with the title of this article. So please pay attention. This article is stated or titled, Under Brain Dead Biden, America is now a failed state, can't defend its borders, can't protect overseas assets, and declares war on the American people. Do you think that's a pretty accurate article title? Next, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo resigns amid sexual harassment scandal. You don't think this was planned, folks? He resigned because there was four other states that murdered tens of thousands of your parents and grandparents. It's called a distraction, a diversion. That's why I've mentioned thousands of examples over the years on how we're being distracted, dumbed down, and divided by groups. I don't say these things because they roll off the tongue or I'm trying to elevate myself. I give truth, examples, and evidence to prove what I say. Okay, next. Here's a good one. Remember all this Me Too and Time's Up people? Well, one of these leaders, her name is Roberta Kaplan, she just resigned after being exposed for involvement in Governor Cuomo's efforts to discredit his accusers. Hey, all those feminists, whatever happened to, well, it's my body, my choice. What happened? Well, let me tell you what's going to happen to you. The Taliban are going door to door making it known that all girls over the age of 15 will be assigned a husband. That's what's going to happen to you. That's what happens when you're politically correct. That's what happens when you feel entitled to play the victim group status card. That's what happens when you demand to lower the bars, the standards, and expectations for a job. That's what happens.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After President Biden accepted responsibility for the debacle in Afghanistan, he returned to vacation. Biden said, "The buck stops here," end quote. Lawmakers throughout America are condemning the lack of leadership at the highest levels. Florida Republican Congresswoman Kat Kamick on Fox News.
They need to own this debacle, this total and utter failure, 100%, because it's not what they did, it's how they did it.
As military transports packed with hundreds fleeing the country on Monday, others grabbed onto the plane and fell to their deaths after takeoff. One deceased body jammed a landing gear, making it inoperable, but was cleared shortly before landing. Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby said gunfire broke out in two separate incidents at the Kabul airport, resulting in the deaths of two gunmen by U.S. troops. One U.S. service member was injured during the incident. 382 Americans nationwide died Monday from COVID-19 complications. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Former CIA Director and President Trump's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News weighs in on the collapse of Afghanistan.
This was a terrible execution of an incredibly important mission. President Trump campaigned on and then for 4 years demanded that we find a path forward in Afghanistan where we got our young men and women home. It was the right path that we were headed down. We tried to work to try and find peace and reconciliation, but make no mistake about it, the Taliban knew. They knew that if they didn't do the things that we asked them to do, if they didn't honor their agreements, that they threatened an American, and if they even so much as scared an American, that we would bring real cost. And we did that. We did it time and time again. We had drawn down from a bit over 15,000 to just over 2,500 by the time we departed. And we had managed to keep a stable place. We had managed to make sure we protected Americans. We had the embassy secured. We had all of the things that you've seen fall apart over the last 96 hours in a way that just reflects so poorly on all the blood and treasure and work that we have done for those 20 years. It didn't have to be this way. It is not about whether we got our folks out. President Biden spent a lot of time talking about that today. It was about the how we execute that and the failures that we'd had for all of these years. We had come to an understanding with our adversaries, the Taliban. We weren't about to recognize them. We weren't about to beg them to protect our embassy. We made clear these are the expectations. These are conditions that you have to meet. They hadn't met them, and so we were continuing to our work to get our boys and girls home, but we weren't about to allow what we've seen happen these last 96 hours happen on our watch.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I guess you're getting a sense, class, that America is deep in trouble. Rich, please continue.
Thank you, Vince. I really appreciate it, buddy. Okay, the next article, folks. And I know it sounds a little boring sometimes with me going through all these articles, but I don't know at this late in the game how to deliver the good quality and quantity of news in the short amount of time I have. So that's why I'm doing this. Okay, next article. tens of thousands of unscreened, unvetted, that means crimes, that means skill sets, that means diseases, Afghan refugees coming to the U.S. Do you think that was part of the plan? Everything's part of the plan, folks. There's no coincidences at this point in the game. Never mind the articles I've shared with you over the months where we have over 100,000 Chinese spies in sleeper cells in this country. Never mind that we have a lot of Hezbollah here. Never mind the fact that Trudeau up in Canada has invited the Chinese military to be trained. And I can go on and on because they're all published articles in the public domain that's been verified. Next, Texas Supreme Court rules for Abbott. Mask mandates are not legal. They aren't legal, folks. It's done for submissive conformity. It's done to make you sick from bacterial pneumonia to hypoxia, hypercapnia, the long list that I've given over the months of psychological and physiological disorders, all the dentists coming forward because the bacteria in the mouth is closely associated with heart attacks and strokes, and people are getting more gum disease because of the masks, the staph infections on the, I mean, I can go on and on and on. The masks are not legal, and these judges who come forth with this information, they should be heroes because there's only 5% of the judges and lawyers that's fighting for the American people. The rest have been paid off or blackmailed. Next, Pelosi raises salary cap for House staffers to almost $200,000. Let me decode that or translate that for you. That's called hush money. That's called payoff money. That's called you see something that is curious or illegal, I want you to look the other way because I'm going to pay you off. Next, Coinbase CEO warns of sweeping surveillance of crypto holders in infrastructure bill. Look, we've given so many, I've spent hours and hours on ideas and solutions and talking about revaluing silver and gold, having a plan B for the people, creating a true value where we don't have naked shorts and paper contracts, where we get the state depositories and state treasuries involved. I've gone into specific detail, but the red state governors are just sitting on their hands, and they're not doing, they're doing a lot better than the blue states, but they're not going as far as they need to. Okay, I wish I had more time. Next, Washington Post says the vaccine skepticism is going to fuel violent militias. Let me decode that article for you. Basically, what they're saying is, and that's why they want masks, so they can hide their mercenary people who do crimes or who do UN brown shirt type mercenary behaviors, okay? That's why they're saying this. They're basically setting the table, telling you that they're going to fuel violent crimes and violent whatever they call it, militias, and they're going to be the ones doing it. Do you hear that, folks? That's how that works. Next, Texas Dem sues the states. Remember those Democrats that flew off because they didn't want the state Democrat senators because they didn't want to be involved in the vote? Okay. For the audits? Well, they're suing the state because their feelings were hurt and other people were being racist. You can't make this stuff up, folks. We're living in Babyville. I can't even comment on it. It's so stupid. Next, Biden's Defense Department plans to spend at least $850,000 studying pond turtles. Okay, this is the comedy portion of the broadcast here, folks. Next, Oklahoma school board member says students could commit murder if you don't wear masks. Can you get any stupider, dumber, moronic? This is it's over the top. I can't even think of words for this. They just mention stuff and sell a narrative and hope you say, how high do I jump? Unbelievable. And here's another stupid comment. Psaki was arguing with Fox News' Peter Ducey and says that Trump told people to inject poison to cure COVID. You know, this should be an insult to you folks. This shows how stupid, how dumb you think they are. But hey, you go to a Obama birthday party and they don't need to wear masks because they're more sophisticated than you deplorables and irredeemables, right? Next, Chinese communist snaps up 140,000 acres in Texas. Alarming lawmakers, you think? Come on, people. Next, former criminal justice professor arrested for setting fires near the massive Dixie fire. These Democrats, they want destruction. They want civil war. This way they bring in their brown shirts and UN mercenary troops. They're setting the table for your destruction. Next, where's our, just a question to our military, where's our special ops? Where's our colonels, our majors, our captains? Is this what you signed up for? How about the DHS and CDC and FBI? Do you look each other in the eye when you're walking down the halls? What's your morale like? Do you trust your own people you're working with? I'm just throwing some questions out to you. That's all. Since I'm unsophisticated and I'm an irredeemable deplorable, I'm just asking these questions. Next, Biden regime official asked Taliban to form inclusive and representative government with full participation of women. You can't make this stuff up. I just mentioned a couple minutes ago how they're literally announcing that Afghan fighters are going to be forced, be married to 15-year-old girls. I just mentioned that. I'm paraphrasing it because I can't find the article right now. All right. This is hard to believe. Okay, next article. Tyson Foods is raising prices for restaurants. Pork up 40%, beef up 12%, chicken up 16%. Folks, this is why, like Vince just said, we've been saying for years, on the air for 11 years now, talking about having a hobby for him, talking about skill sets, talking about getting out of the government public schools, learning practical experience and not theory. We've talked till we're blue in the face on this. Next, nearly 60,000 pounds of chicken products recalled because of maybe salmonella. We're going to see a lot more of this stuff, folks, because they want to starve you out. Next, gold's paper price smashed again. Another guilty metals trader gets a light sentence. How many of these people, the bankers, you know, they've manipulated silver and gold and VIX and the LIBOR, and I've given all these examples, and they get their hands slapped. But not the top-level people. No, the mid-level people. Just for a little virtual signaling to say, oh, they were bad. But nothing really happens to them. Next, federal prosecutors refuse to hand over text messages and laptops from FBI informants in the Whitmer kidnapping case. You remember that? That's how corrupt we are. Is your job and pension really that important? Are you really willing to throw your fellow Americans under the bus? Wow. Wow. Next, Minneapolis Democrat official says BLM lighting police stations on fire was pure righteousness. I know you think I'm making this stuff up. It was on the Gateway Pundit. Not making this stuff up. It's all verified. The Gateway Pundit, by the way, folks, the Gateway Pundit, a great, great form of true information and accuracy. Next, Chinese Communist Party cadre may already be in place in the U.S. for a planned takeover. Did you hear some of the numbers I just mentioned? I've been mentioning them for weeks, months. Next, Biden says he is checking to see if he has power to overrule governors and order universal masking in schools. The states have the power, especially for election and voting fraud and foreign interference, not the federal government. It's in the Constitution. It's against the law. But law doesn't matter anymore, does it, folks? This is what happens when you demand to have a separate tiered system of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in. It's all run by corruption and manipulation, bribery and blackmail, paying people off and threatening people. I don't say these things just to say them. Next, teachers union. You're going to love this. Teachers union sues a mother of a child for demanding to see her own child's curriculum of learning. The teachers union is suing the mom. People, if you still have your kids in public government schools at any level, from kindergarten through college, your kids are going to point the finger at you and blame you for their lack of life and lack of control of destiny in their life. They're going to blame you. Next, City of San Francisco considers buying trash cans that cost $20,000 each. Let me translate that for you. Money laundering and payoffs, so we got to allocate high costs so the books balance. Can't make this stuff up, people. And speaking of not making it up, did you hear
quick about question.
Yeah,
quick question. We've been making trash cans since probably the 1700s. We have some brilliant designers in the United States, and we've been making trash cans commercially for since the 1800s. There is no class. There is no trash can design that's worth $20,000. None. There are plenty of trash can designs that work perfectly well. And they cost maybe 20.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go,
easy.
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, your instructors have told you that hyperinflation would be here. During the administration of the current regime, toilet paper is up about 33%. I just did a quick calculation. I did a search on the internet, big box stores. If you want to buy Scott's toilet paper, single ply, you might find it's out of stock. I did. So, especially in the stores. Now, you may be able to order it online, but in the stores, it appears to be out of stock. One last thing. Comic books. Batman and Robin. Robin was the sidekick of the dynamic duo. Robin just came out as a bisexual in the comic book, the latest comic book. What is a bisexual? That's a part-time homo. Rich, back to you.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that we're living in America right now. And by the way, when Vince talks about hyperinflation, and I've talked for so many hours on economics, and they're using the term transitory. This is why they talk in short little spurts, phrases and words, but they're not defined. Okay, they're implied to funnel you into a certain behavior and thought process. But transitory could mean 10 years, and that's regarding inflation. Okay, you folks, anything that comes from the mainstream, but anything from the power that be, you're better off if you hear it taken 180 degrees, in other words, the opposite, and that's probably going to have more truth than what they're telling you. Okay, I'm going to go back to, remember I was talking about education right before the last break, and we only have a few minutes left. And Vince, thank you so much for allowing me to have the microphone for 95% of the broadcast, because I feel this is our last chance to wake up the public. Cambridge University Press advocates for bestiality with queer theory, unquote. Please look it up. I know you think I'm making this stuff up. It's not published articles in the public domain. Next.
Rich, let's just describe what bestiality is. Please tell the class.
I'm going to let you do it. And this is on the national
public. Okay. Okay. It's I'll try to clean it up. It's sex with animals.
Yep.
Sex with animals.
Yep.
Let me say it a different way. Sex with animals. Now, I'm not talking about dogs having sex with each other and reproducing in cats. I'm talking about people and animals.
Yep.
It's twisted.
This is Cambridge University advocating this with queer theory. This is a quote. All right, we're down to seconds, so I'm just going to rattle off a few more articles, Vince. And, again, I appreciate you letting me exercise our First Amendment right for the people, the benefit of the people. Okay, Ocasio-Cortez, OAC, she slipped on a mask for the photo op, surrounded by a bunch of people, then immediately removes the mask. People, if you can't connect the dots right now, you're brain dead. And pardon me if I insulted or offended somebody, but if you can't see what's happening right now, it's all fraud. Next, New Jersey inmate released early due to COVID is charged with murdering a teenager 2 days later. And why are these judges and lawyers not being accountable? See, the judges, the lawyers, the bankers, the politicians, they have total immunity. Big pharma, total immunity. Next, check the list out of all the Democrat violence against Trump and Republicans. I would need a half an hour just to mention the titles of the violence against Trump and Republicans that has happened in this country over the past year. Next, Biden begs OPEC to boost oil production to combat rising gas prices after canceling drilling in the Keystone Pipeline. See, people are seeing the inflation. People are hurting. And Joe Biden and his handlers are realizing that we're noticing it, waking more people up. So he's got to beg OPEC to boost oil production in order to get the price lower and the supply higher after Donald Trump just a few months ago, that's right, a few months ago, had us energy independent. But see, that doesn't take care of the narrative. That doesn't cover the takeover and the takedown of the U.S. Next, Senate votes on defunding the police, but the Democrats are officially on record now on showing this when they were saying that the Republicans were voting on defunding the police. World's second largest shipping port was just shut down because of a single COVID case. Prices are going to go through the moon because of this, folks. All planned, all scripted. It's okay, he's a Democrat. Ted Lieu funnels campaign cash to Stanford University, and then his son gets admitted to school. Next, a bill has been introduced in Congress that would ban tens of millions of Americans from flying. And Arnold Schwarzenegger tells Americans to screw your freedom. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.